Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the World News. The headlines. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen arrives in New Delhi to strengthen strategic partnership between India and EU. Also to be chief guest at Republic Parade. Ukraine describes trilateral talks as constructive, says additional meetings required with Russia. American Senator Mark R. Warner expresses concern over human rights violations in Pakistan. China places top military general under investigation for disciplinary violation. And ICC officially announces Scotland to replace Bangladesh in T20 World Cup to be held in India and Sri Lanka. The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, and Vice President of European Commission and EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Kaja Kallas, today arrived in New Delhi on their official visit. The External Affairs Ministry has said that this visit will explore the next phase of the India and European Union strategic partnership. A report.
President of the European Commission will be the chief guest at the 77th Republic Day celebrations. Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal today said that India and the EU share a partnership rooted in mutual trust and shared values. As per the ministry, India's engagement with the EU highlights its strategic focus on Europe, aligned with the upcoming India-EU summit and the ongoing free trade agreement. As of 2024, over 9,31,000 Indians resided in the European Union, including more than 16,000 blue card holders. According to the ministry, in the past two decades, more than 6,000 Indian students received Erasmus Mundus scholarships, highlighting India-EU mobility and educational ties. The visit of the European Union leaders underscores government's intent to elevate India-EU relations as a core pillar of its global and European strategy. Akshit Vaidyan for World News.
Ukraine has indicated that additional meetings with Russia could take place as early as next week following the conclusion of what it described as constructive trilateral talks in Abu Dhabi. The discussions, which ended today in the UAE capital, brought together representatives from the United States, Russia and Ukraine in the first such format since Russia's war with Ukraine in February 2022. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in a statement, said a lot was discussed and it is important that the conversations were constructive. He added that all sides agreed to report back to their respective capitals on each aspect of the negotiations and coordinate further steps with their leaders. A report.
Discussion centered on possible parameters for ending the war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a post on X that he valued the understanding of the need for American monitoring and oversight of the process of ending the war and ensuring genuine security. The US side raised possible formats for formally setting out the terms of an end to the conflict along with the security conditions needed to make it viable. Military representatives also identified issues to be taken up at a possible next round of talks. Zelensky said that if there is readiness to move forward and if Ukraine is prepared, further meetings could take place as early as next week. The United Arab Emirates has emerged as a key diplomatic player, with its mediation efforts in Ukraine crisis going beyond conventional diplomacy to embrace a humanitarian mission aimed at prioritizing life over conflict and building bridges of hope amid destruction. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
In Ukraine, one person was killed and 31 others injured after the Russian overnight attack. The attacks came as negotiators from Ukraine, Russia and the United States are meeting in Abu Dhabi for a second day of talks to end the war between two countries. The talks are the first known instance that officials from the Trump administration have sat down with both countries as part of Washington's push for progress to end the war. The US military has said that it has carried out a strike on a vessel accused of drugs trafficking in the Eastern Pacific Ocean yesterday. It was the first known attack since the raid earlier this month that captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. U.S. Southern Command said that the strike killed two people and left one survivor. United States Senator Mark R. Warner wrote to the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio expressing concern over the ongoing alleged human rights violations in Pakistan. In his letter, Senator Warner urged Rubio to take diplomatic steps and engage with the government of Pakistan over abuses such as targeting political figures, journalists and activists, including widespread arrests and instances of transnational repression. Warner said Pakistan's 2024 elections, delayed from 2023, were marked by violence and claims of interference and irregularities. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Indonesia, 8 people were killed and 82 others reported missing following a landslide in West Java province amid reports of heavy rainfall. The National Disaster Management Agency today said that the landslide occurred in a village in the West Bandung region. Earlier, National Weather Agency warned of adverse weather conditions, including heavy rainfall in West Java province for a week. In China, 2 senior military officials have been placed under investigation for serious violations of Communist Party's discipline and the laws. The Ministry of Defense today said in a statement that the Communist Party of China's Central Committee approved investigations into General Zhang Youxia and General Liu Chenli. General Zhang Youxia is the top-ranking vice chairman of the Central Military Commission, CMC, the military's highest command body led by President Xi Jinping. General Liu Chenli is also a CMC member and serves as Chief of Staff of the Joint Staff Department. The investigation was part of President Xi's anti-corruption campaign launched after he came to power in 2012. Bangladesh's national election campaign is intensifying, with the Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP and Jamaat-e-Islami emerging as the main rival forces and trading increasingly sharp political attacks just days after campaigning began. Senior leaders from both sides have addressed rallies across the country. Speaking at a rally in Thakurgaon, BNP Secretary General Mirza Fakhrul Islam Alamgir accused Jamaat of opposing Bangladesh's 1971 Liberation War and labelled the party a threat to national security. Jamaat leaders in turn have also accused the BNP of submitting to foreign influence, while the BNP has countered by alleging Jamaat's historical allegiance to Pakistan. The International Cricket Council, ICC, today officially announced that Scotland will replace Bangladesh in Group C of the T20 World Cup, which will be hosted by India and Sri Lanka from February 7 onwards. ICC Chief Executive Sanjog Gupta informed member boards of the decision in a formal letter, stating that Bangladesh's demands to shift their scheduled matches away from India were not in accordance with ICC policy. The letter said that there was no other option but to include Scotland in this matter. A copy of this letter has also been sent to BCB President Aminul Islam. Gupta also wrote separately to Cricket Scotland, extending a formal invitation to participate in the championship to be held in India and Sri Lanka. In the Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India defeated New Zealand by 7 wickets in their third and final group stage match at Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. The match was reduced to 37 overs per side due to rain. Chasing the target of 130 runs set by New Zealand, India achieved the target in just 13.2 overs. Put into bat first, New Zealand were bowled out for 135 runs in 36.2 overs. The revised target for India, as per the DLS method, was 130 runs. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen arrives in New Delhi to strengthen strategic partnership between India and EU, also to be chief guest at Republic Day Parade. Ukraine describes trilateral talks as constructive, says additional meetings required with Russia. American Senator Mark R. Warner expresses concern over human rights violations in Pakistan. China places top military general under investigation for disciplinary violation. And ICC officially announces Scotland to replace Bangladesh in T20 World Cup to be held in India and Sri Lanka. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.